Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Briskman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Be'ezer Hashem Daf Chof Ches, the beginning of Amud Alef, it's a hemshich of the sugya of Man Da'omar Ein Shechito La'oif Min HaToyva. Now, Toysis Le'el in Daf Chof Amud Alef, which is explained by the Maharam there, Toysis say, that's for sure, that's obvious, that even according to this man, the Omar, if the oif is meisa me'atzma, so it's for sure asr, even though you don't eat shechita. And how do we know that? Because that's mefuish in the Torah that there's an isun avela by your oif, nivlas oif tayr. So therefore, if it dies by itself, it's for sure an avela. So you for sure need to do a meisa nechira to be matirit. However, what is this meisa nechira? So Lichuva, there would be a makim to say that it doesn't matter as long as it's bidei adam that a person kills it, so it's already matter. But the Rishonim say, the Rashi here in our sugya, the Tosfos there in Daf Chof, and the Ramban and the Rashba in our sugya, they all say that even according to Madomar in Shchita Lois Min HaToyva, you need Dafko Nechira Besimonim. You have to cut the Simonim, so it doesn't have to be with all the Hilchis Shchita. But it has to be involved in cutting the simonim. Now, the Rishonim bring a raya from that for this din of simonim by nechira sa'if from our Gemara here in Daf Chesimud Aleph. The Gemara is saying that even according to this man da'omav in shchita loif min ha'tayra, however, if you cut the mafrekis, if you cut the spine before you do the shchita, so it becomes treifa. Just the Gemara says that then you could it won't become an avela if you can continue the shechita, and then it won't become an avela. But at least treifa it's going to be. So the Rishonim bring a raya. How come it's going to be treifa? Lichura, if we say that by nechira, according to this man the Alma, so by oif it doesn't matter how you kill it as long as it's bidei adam it's mutter. So cutting the spine is also a good nechira. So that's like shechita. Why should it become treifa? That if you just cut the spine and it dies by that, so that's its nechira. That's the shechita. And mimeila, there's no treifa of nekuvas aveshet by a shechita. It's part of the shechita. Also here, it should be part of the shechita. So the Rishonim prove from that the nechira has to be dafka besimonim. And mimeila, since before the simonim you already cut the spine, you already chaysich lemifrekes, so it already became treifa before the ma'isa nechira hakosher of the simonim. The Rashba also seems to add another raya from this gemara for that, because it's smashman the gemara that it not only it's going to be treifa, but also for being metarit midei nevela, you'll have to go on and continue to cut the simonim. And lichura, if there's no din of nechira b'simanim dafka, so you could just cut the spine and stop right there, and it's going to die because of cutting the mafrekes, and that already should be a good nechira. How come you have to go on and continue cutting the simanim? So from all this, all the Rishonim say that it's the din of nechira b'oif lekula alma. At least you need a nechira b'simanim. The Maharam, however, he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara Nazir that Tosfos later in the sugya brings down. He wants to bring a raya that it's even though there's a din echira b'simanim, however, if you do the treif, if you cut the neck before, if you cut the spine before you cut the simanim by nechira sa'oif, so it's gonna be, it won't be treifa. According to this man, the Omar, it won't become treifa by cutting the spine before the simonim. And the reason for that, the Maram says, the Svara is, even though you have to cut the simonim, but it's all one maisa. So in Mela, it becomes part of the maisa nechira. And the same way, by shechita simonim, it doesn't become treifa of nekuvas aveshet, even though the beginning of the shechita already makes it nekuvas aveshet. But it's all part of one, all part of the maisa shechita. So also here, it's all one shechita to cut off the neck. So even though you eventually have to get to the simonim, but it doesn't matter if you cut first the spine, it won't have an issa treifa at all. That's what the Ramaram has it said here. And the Rabbi Kiveg already points out that this Maram, it's mefurish, not like the Maram in the Tosfos that we mentioned before, because Tosfos bring a raya from this Gemara, from our Gemara, that it's a treifa if you do the spine first. The Maran wants to say that maybe the Gemara only means that imtim tzolayma, that it's treifa if you cut the spine first. Still, you could be metak midein avela, but lav dafka, that the Gemara means to say lahalacha, that it's a treifa. However, the bottom line is that all the Rishonim say, not like the Maram here, that it's going to become treifa if you do the spine before the simanim, because the din echira is dafka cutting the simanim and not to cut the spine before the simanim. Now, what's the makar in the Torah for this din that even according to this mandama, you need at least the nechira should be in the simanim dafka? So Rashi here in Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, he says that ain kosher by the nechira b'shiv simanim k'dechsiv shofach. The Achrayim say pshat in Rashi that since it says lashon shficha, which means spilling out the blood, so it's like the Gemara Darshan at the beginning of the Perik, mimokim shezav choteyu, that you have to shech dafka the simanim because that's the makah, the mokim yitzias hadam. So also here, since it says v'shafach on the to be shafach the dam, so you have to dafka cut the simanim that is the mokim yitzias hadam. The Ramban adds another makor, because we had at the beginning of the Perik, we had a hekesh oif lebehem, a zeis teras a behem of a oif. So imelo ma behemo shchitosu min atzavor af oif shchitosu min atzavor. So that's why lekula alma the nechira has to be in the simanim which are in the tzavor. Now the gather of this din that even according to mandalma in shchitol oif min atayva you still need nechira b'simanim. So the Rashba explains this that be'etzim this mandalma never meant to say that there's no din shchita at all by your oif. The ikar din shchita you have by your oif also, and that's why you need the simanim. He just means that there's no hilchei shchita by yoif, like l'moshel the chamisha dvarim that we learn by hilchei shchita, halacha mishimisina, shehiyah, chalada, drasa, all these things that you don't have by shchitas oif min atoiva. But the etzem shchita you do have. Now the Rosh in Yuma in Perek Yom HaKippur in Simen Yudalit, he brings down B'Shem Aram Arot and Bugetz Mevu Midvar there, that according to Manda Amash, Ein Shechitas Oif Min HaTorah, he says a big chiddush. He says that even a guy is going to be kosher Midoy Raisa to Shech the Oif, because Midoy Raisa Ein Shechita Loif. Now, in Sefer Mekoy Maim Chaim Simen Chafalif, so he says that the Rashba obviously will disagree with this Maram Rotten book. Why? Because since the Rashba says that Be'etzim there is Ika Torah Shchita by Yo'if, Lekula Alma, only the Chamesh Hilchei Shchita weren't, in other words, only the Hilchei Shchita weren't said by Yo'if Midori Raisa. So a guy, for sure, would be puzzled, even according to this Manda Alma, because this already goes in to the core of the Etzim Shchita. This is not just Hilchei Shchita. So that's the Mekoy Maim Chaim's, so he makes a Machlekes Rishonim out of it. The Rashba and the Rosh. B'Shem Aram Rotenbuch. However, the Na'ois Yankiv in Simon Zion, he says that Lav Dafka, we have to say that it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Could be the Rashba also agrees that the same way we don't, that there's no Hilchei Shchita by Yo'if, so there's also no Psul of Nachri because of Psul of Goy, because Psul of Goy is also a halacha in shchita, it's not the etzem ashchita. All the Rashba is saying that etzem ashchita b'simanim you have by the oif likula alma, but anything that is beyond that, like a psul of a guy that is a halacha in shchita, that the Rashba will agree that you don't have by oif. The Steipler in Simen Yud, he says, he wants to explain the Mekor Maim Chaim that says that it is a machlekes rishonim. So he says the pshat is like this. The pshat is because there's a difference between the chamesh hilchei shchita and this halacha of psul nochri. By the chamesh hilchei shchita, it's halachas of the oifen maaseh shchita. How to do the shchita? It has to be halacha ve'avah, not with a drasa, not with chalada. It's different ways of how to do the maaseh of the shchita. That the Rashba says that you don't have by your oif. That's the only thing you don't have by your oif according to this manda oma. However, psul goy has nothing to do with the way how to do the shchita. It's not an oif and maaseh shchita. So that has to do with the etzim, shchita. The nachri is not bar zvicha. That's not dinei oifin maisei shchita. So therefore that, the Rashba, will argue with the Maram Martin Bugan. He will hold that this, even the mandama in shchita loif minatoyah will agree that a guy is possible for shchita soif. Now there's a very interesting machlokes in the Achrayim. According to this mandama, v'ein shchita loif minatoyah, what's going to be the din if the oif is still alive after you do the nechira? We find by shchita there's a din of mefakesis that after you do the shchita, even if the beim is still mefakesis, it's still alive, you're already allowed to eat it and there's no isur evim in a chai. Why? Because the shchita is matir it right away. The shaila is, would this apply also to nechira by your oif according to mandama ein shchita loif min haTorah? The place in Simon Chav Zayin says that nechira is different than shchita. By nechira we won't have a heter of mefakesis. Abba Kiveger, however, is brought down in Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis, in the first parak of Masechta Tyrus, Mishnah Gimel. Abba Kiveger says, Lehedya, that Nechira is going to be Matir Mefakesis, Leman Da'oma and Shchita Loif Minatoy, but the same way a regular Shchita is Matir Mefakesis. Now, in Sefer Bris Avram, in Simen Chav Gimel, he wants to bring a Raya to the place of Shchita, that a Nechira of a Oif will not be matir isum mefakesis. And his raya is, because since in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel and Udalef it says, that mefakesis is also for a guy, only for Yisrael it's mutter. Why? Because by Yisrael there's a din shchita, b'shchita talim milso, and kevan dikah shchita ma'al yisro ishtir elohu. The shchita is matir. However, by a guy, that there's no din shchita, so you need mamish amisa to be matir the isro eva minachai. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Gimel. Now, Taisvis, in Daf Tzadik Aleph and Mudalef say that Bnei Noyach Nitztavu Al Nechira. Now, when you put two things together, so Zakhti Pris Avram, you see since that Bnei Noyach Be'etzem also have a mitzvah Nechira, so this is mamish like the Nechira that we have by Yo'if, according to Mandama Shchita Loif Min HaTorah. And still you see that Bnei Noyach, even though they do have a mitzvah of Nechira, still it's also for them if Akesis. So why should Nechira by Yo'if, Why should that be matir mefakesis? We see that nechira is not enough for being matir mefakesis. That's the raya of the Bris Avram. The Na'os Yankim in Simen Zayin, he argues with this raya, and he says that it's not a tsushto. There's a difference between nechira of a guy and nechira of oif, according to Mandama Shchita Loif Min HaTorah. Why? Because he says like this, the reason why we're saying, the reason to say by nechira of a oif, that it's going to be matir mefakesis is because, like the Rashba says, be'etzem it has a Torah shchita shel Torah. It's be'etzem part of Pasha Shchita, the regular Pasha Shchita. However, here, the chiddush is that you don't need all the halachas of Shchita, all the pratim of how to do the maisa, shi'iyah, drasa, chalada, all the paslis, but the ikah din Shchita you have also by your oif. So in Melo here, this taka makes sense to compare and say that the same way shchita is matir so too the nechira should be matir the mefakesis. However, by a nechira of a bnei noyach, the makor for this toisvus that says a bnei noyach nitzav on a nechira is from a whole different pasha. There's a psik to the Rav Kahanan Pashas Noyach on the pasuk of a kol remes asher hu chai lochem yilochlo. So the psik to Darshins. Chai veloy meis. The hainu that meis or meileo is nesra lenoyach and lebnoyach. So, since this is a whole new pasha, it's not part of pasha shchita shel Torah, so here there's no reason to assume that there's a whole Torah shchita here. So, imelo mecheteisa to say that here, you could compare it to shchita and to say the same way shchita is matim mefakeses, so too, nechiru of bnoyach. This is a different pasha of that is not part of Torah Shchita Shul Torah. That's the Dchiyah of the Nois Yankiv. Now, another Dchiyah to this Raya, I heard from Avi Mayri, Zichrono Livracha. He said a text like this. Be'etzim, he said there's a difference Be'etzim between the Nechira of Bnei Noyach and Nechira of Oif, Lamandom and Shchita Loif Min HaTorah. There's a difference in Lomdis. Nechira ba'oif, according to Mandam and Shchita Loif Min HaTorah, as the Gemara says, we learn it from the pasuk of Vishafach, which means there's a din of Maisa Shficha. Instead of Maisa Shchita, the replacement for that is a din of Maisa Shficha. And not only that, Rashi says that because of this pasuk of a shofach, so we learn that we need dafka nechira b'simonim, and not stam, any way of killing it. It's not enough to kill it b'day adam, but it has to be b'simonim dafka. From all this, we see that nechira b'oif is be'etzem, it's a ma'isim matir. Just, it's parallel to shechita by a behemoth. Instead of shechita, you have a nechira, but the nechira is a real positive din of a ma'isim matir. So that's why here it's taka shayach, the svar of the Gemara by shchita lahatir mefakeses. The same way the Gemara says that shchita is a maisim matir, and once you do the shchita, so there's it's a ois eva minachai, even though it's still alive, it's mutter to eat it. The same way by nechira b'simanim, so you could say nechira b'simanim talyamil. So if a kevin deika nechira ma'alisa ishtiruluhu, because there's a maisim matir here of nechira. However, by nechira b'ninoyach, since the makar is from the psikta of chai v'loy meis, so it comes out that the bechlad, there's no din of ma'isim matir there. Could be, and lichura there won't be a din simanim either. The whole din that the rishonim say here that you need nechira b'simanim, lichura by a guy it won't be true, because by guy all we learn from the pasuk there is that meis ameleha is asr. In other words, a regular nevela of meis ameleha is asr for b'ninoyach, for mitzadat pasuk. But once it was killed by day Adam, even if it's not by the simonim, there shouldn't be any iser. So it's avada, not a ma'isim matir. And in other words, be'etzim by a goy, it's not that there's a mitzvah, there's a din of a ma'isim mesuyam for being matirit. There's only an iser of ma'isim me'leo. So be'etzim the nechira by a goy is not a din ma'isim matir. It's just a chitimtza be'alma to avoid the iser of ma'isim me'leo. Once there's a nechira b'day Adam, so it's not considered meis amelo, so you don't have the iser of chai v'loy meis. So here it's pashut that it's not shayach ahet of mefakeses, because there's no meis amati whatsoever. It's not a meis amati b'chlal, it's just a way to avoid the iser of meis amelo. So imelo, the Rabbi Kvegi would be right, that nechira by leman dam, en shchito loif min ha-toyro, is nechira is takim matir, because a nechira is a ma'isim matir, so it's going to be matir mefakeses, and it's not doime at all to nechira by bnei noach. Now, according to the shitas aplesi, that the nechira by yoif is not matir mefakeses, so the plesi asks on his own shita, if that's the case, so since lekula alma midirabbanon, you need shchita by yoif also, and that's for sure that once you need shchita midirabbanon, so the shchita is matir mefakeses afilu by yoif. So he asks, how could chachamim come and be matir mefakeses by yoif if midiraisa there was no heter? So the place he says at Teretz that this works with the klal of yesh koyach biyat chachamim lach redava min ha-toyva. However, the Zeicher Yitzchok in Simon Lamed Gimel, he says you don't have to come on to that. He says we could say a different Teretz. The pshat is, he says, even according to Madama in shchita min ha-toyra, ba'oif, it doesn't mean that there's no shame shchita, there's no toyra shchita by yo'oif. It's not shaykh. It just means there's no chiyuv of shchita by yo'oif. Nechira is enough. However, since there is a concept of shchita in toyra, legavi behema, there is toyra shchita, we do find it, so in Melo, it could apply it even with doyraisa also to oif. In other words, if someone does shchita by yo'oif, so even with doyraisa, it's not shot that it's just a regular nechira. It is better than nechira. Instead of nechira, he's using the Torah shchita. Just by behema, it's a chiyuv to use this, to use dafka shchita. By oif, it's lav dafka. You have to use shchita, you could use nechira also. But once you do, go ahead and shech the oif with all the hincha shchita, so it does have a chalois din shchita. It has a shame shchita, even midoy raisa. The Torah recognizes this as a shchita, like a shchita of a behema. Mimeo, since that's the case, so that's why once you do a shchita by your oif, like it's required, midirabbanon, so even with the yuraisa, it's matir the mefakeses, the same way shchita is matir mefakeses by a behema. Another shaila here in the Achroinim is about other dini Torah that have that require shem shchita, like isa shchutei chutz. So the shala is, what about nechira be'oif l'man d'omad shchita l'oif min ha-toyra? If someone takes a oif kodshim and he's neicherit b'chutz, is that he? Is he oif and is a shchutei chutz? Now, according to the plesi that we mentioned before, that the plesi holds that nechira is bechlal not a mati, it's not even mati mefakeses. So it's pashut. There's no makim for this shaila. It's pashut that it does not have a shem shchita. However, couldn't have the egg that the nechira is a mati like shchita. It's mati mefakesis. So here, there's still a makim to be done. What about it's a shchut echutz? Even though it's a mati like shchita, but maybe it still doesn't have a full shem shchita to fall into the category of shchut echutz. And this is a shaila in the machlekes between the achrayim. The Keren Ayra and Zvachim Daf Samechtes Mudalef holds that by nechira of oif kachim b'chutz yoiver and shchut echutz, it's mamish like shchita. However, the Na'is Yankiv in Simen Yud Gimel holds that nechira is not enough of a shchita to be oiver and isa shchut echutz. And similar to that, there's a shaila also about isa chulin ba'azava. Shchita chulin ba'azava also requires a shem shchita. So Reb Chaim Eiser and Chelik Beisim and Zayin holds that it's a machloikis Rashi Bavli and Yerushalmi, that according to the Bavli, the Isser of Chulin Bazar is Shaykh also by Nechira, the same way as well as by Shchita, and according to the Yerushalmi, Nechira does not have Isser Chulin Bazar. So just to summarize, so we saw that Leman Da'ama Ein Shchita La'if Min HaTorah, still the Rishonim say that that you need the Nechira has to be Dafka B'Simonim. And we had a machlekes rishonim, the Rosh b'shem the Mara legabe shchitas goy. We had a machlekes rishonim, the Rosh b'shem the Mara in Rottenburg, the Rosh in Yuma says that goy, even a shchitas goy will be kosher by your oif, according to this man the Amar. And in shchitas Rashba, we saw that there's a machlekes in the achrayim whether the Rashba agrees with this Rosh or the Rashba would hold that even leman da'amar ain shchita loif min ha'Torah, but a goy cannot do shchita. Even by your oif. Another shaila we saw legabe mefakesis. We had a machlokes. The place he assers mefakesis by nechira. He says it's not like shchita that is mati mefakesis. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that even nechira could be mati mefakesis as like the same way like shchita does. And then we had a shaila in the achrayim legabe shad dini atayva that requires shem shchita. The shaila is whether nechira ba'oif according to this man da amar is considered shchita also legabe other dinim like isur chilin shchita schulin ba'azara and isur shchut echutz. The next sugya here is on the etzem din that we need by a oif only shchita of one simin, like we learned in the Mishnah. So we have the machlekes in the Gemara here. What does it mean? Rav Nachman says that it means one of the two simonim oif veshet oikone. Rav Ada Bahavu says that dafka veshet v'loy kone. Why? Because he holds that that simon echad means echad ba'if means echad miyuchad shibi simonim. Like Rashi explains, the veshet is the miyuchad shibi simonim because ikka the chiyus of the behemah is talui in the veshet. Because even a neck of mashu makes a treifa. Moshein kin a kone, you need a hefsek rubai for making a treifa. So Ravada holds that it's dafka, the veshit, the shchit of the veshit works for a oif. Now, lichur it would seem that according to Ravada Barava, so be'etzin, the whole concept of shnei simonim only applies by a behemah, not by a oif. By oif, there's only one simon, because the kon is b'chlan, not one of simon shchita. Since it's einim malif, einim mayrit, if you shech the kon, it doesn't help. If you don't shecht it, it doesn't matter. As long as you do the veshit, so imela the kone is bichlal not considered one of the simoni shchita. That's how it would seem. But lemaisa, it's not so simple as we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll start with the hakdama here. Taisvis le'el and daf tesem udalif bring down a machloikis Rashi and the Behag about a case of nishmat, which means one of the simonim fell off its place before the shchita. So according to Rashi, that's a treifa. However, according to the Behag, that's not a treifa. Just if you shecht it after it's nishmat, so it's nevela. Why? Because shchita by a simon that is out of its place, the halacha l'mishum Sinai is that the shechita doesn't help. Bein beveshet, bein bekone, simen hanishmat chutz l'mkoyim chiburoi, ein shchito moy elosboi. And the Behag holds that that's one of the chomesh hilchos shchito, which is the halacha of Iker. Now, in the hemshich of our sugya here in Daf Chavches, the Gemara brings down from the Tisefta that if one of the simonim was nishmat and then you shechted the other simon by your oif, that one simon is enough. So it's possible. So if we go back to the machloikis vishonim of Rashi and the Behag, so Bishlom according to Rashi, so it makes sense why it's possible, because it's treifa, even though you're shechting the other simon and the other simon is enough. But since it already became treifa by the nishmat before the shechita, so imela, it's blibes treifa. However, according to the Behag, it needs a hesber, why is it possible? The Behag holds that it's not treifa. He says that the reason why nishmat is a problem is because when you shecht the simon, if it was nishmat, So the shechita doesn't help. Here, I wasn't shechting that simon. I was shechting the other simon, and one simon is enough by oif. So why is it possible? So Taisfe says there in Daftes that the Behag holds that even though a oif, it's enough by one simon by oif. However, if one simon was nishmat before the shechita, so even in the other simon, the shechita won't work anymore. Now, and that's why in our Tisefta it says that if one simon was nishmat, so the shechita doesn't help anymore, even in the other simon, even though one simon is enough. Obviously, this din needs a hesber. What's the svar of this? Why? How come the shechita doesn't help in the simon, which is good? It's still mechuber. So why does it bother us that the other simon was nishmat if it's not treifa? And we're not shechting the simon that's nishmat, so we're shechting a good simon. So why won't the shechita work? So the Rashba has two explanations on this din bedasa behag. One mahalach the Rashba says in Torah Sabayis Bayis Aleph Soif Shah Aleph, he says like this: even though by your oif one simon is enough, however, both simonim have to be roi l'shchita. Dehainu, b'faya, you only have to shecht one. But both simonim have to have the potential that you could choose either one of them to do shchita. Mimela, once one of them is already not roi l'shchita because it's nishmat, so if you would do the shchita by this simon, it wouldn't help according to the Behag. So Imela also, the other simon, shchita doesn't help by it because you already don't have two simonim ru'im l'shchita. Now, according to this, so this is, how do we know that? That you need that both simonim should be roi l'shchita. So this is all a part of the halacha l'mishimisina, the Rashba says. This halacha l'mishimisina of Iker, according to the Behag, includes two parts. First of all, a simon shamut is na ein roi l'shchita. And then another din is that both simonim have to be roi l'shchita, even by oif, that one shchita of one simon is enough. That's one mahalach in the Rashba. Another mahalach the Rashba says in the Mishmeres Abayis, in Bayis Sheni Shar Aleph, he says that the reason why even by oif that one shchita of one simon is enough, still nishmat simon echad v'shachat simon sheni is possible. The reason is because, as we learned in the beginning of the perek, that lechatchila, even by your oif, you need shchita shnei simonim. So since that's the din lechatchila, so even though b'di'evid one simon is enough, however, if one simon became einei roi l'shchita, so the shchita doesn't help even in the other simon afilu b'di'evid. What's the pshat in this? So the Mlai Raim explains that this works with a din of kol she'einei roi l'bila, bila ma'keves boi. There's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula that when something is roi, so you could say that b'di'evid we don't need it; it's not me'akiv. But when it's impossible even to be mekayim the din in it, so then it becomes li'kuva. So Imelui says that the fact that b'di'evid one simon is enough by oif, and that you don't need the other shchita of the other simon, that's only when the other simon is roi l'shchita. So imeilo kol shiroi lebilo ain bilo me'akev is boy. So the shechita of the other siman is not me'akev. However, if the other siman is not roi l'shechita, since lechatchila we need the other siman too, and you can't do it even if you want because it was already nishmat. So imeilo now it's already becomes leikuva. Now the lechatchila din that you need both shechita of both simanim becomes leikuva, and that's why the shechita of the other siman won't be enough. That's the second Mahalach in the Rashba. Now, according to what we saw in the beginning of the Perek, the Ramban that suggests, and also the Kesef Mishnah B'Dasa Rambam in Hilchi Shechita Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that the din lechatchila of Shnei Simonim Be'oif is a din d'oraisa. So then, it taka makes sense what the Mahalach of the second Mahalach of the Rashba, that this din lechatchila of Shnei Simonim would have such an afkemino that both simonim have to be roi l'shechita midoy raiso. However, problem is, the Rashba himself, at the beginning of the Perek, holds that the whole din lechatchila is only din de rabbanon midoy raiso. Even lechatchila, you don't need shnei simonim ba'oif. One simon is enough. So how does it make sense to say that this din lechatchila of shnei simonim, would have such an afkemino that even midoy raiso, both simonim have to be b'toy l'shechita? So maybe the Rashba only says it b'dasa behag, that behag will hold that din lechatchila is d'oraisa, and imeilo that will explain how come you need both simanim, that they should both be roi l'shechita. Now this tosefta that has brought down in our sugya about nishmat is talking in a case when the simon that was nishmat is the gageris, the hainu the kone. The achagach shochet is a veshet, and on that it's a psula. So if we go back to the Mechloikis and our Gemara, Legabe, Shechita Sechot Be'oif, if you need Dafka Veshet or not, so we have to recheck what's going to be with Shechita Sebehag, with this Tisefta, according to Avada Bahava. The Avada Bahava holds that the only Simen that you Shecht by your Oif is Dafka the Veshet. So the Shaila is, how come does it matter that the Kone was Nishmat beforehand? Since anyway, the kone is, there's no shechita there anyway. You can't shecht it even if you want, and you don't have to, and it doesn't help. So only the veshet lichuvah is b'teira shechita. So since the veshet was mechuvah, it wasn't nishmat, so how can we care that the kone was nishmat before the shechita, according to the behag, that it's not treifa, but only nevela? So according to the second hesber of the Rashba that we brought down before, the Mishmas Abayis, that he says that the reason why, by shechita sa'oif, according to the Behag, so if one simon was nishmat, so the shechita doesn't help even by the other. So the Rashba said the reason is because lechatchila you need both simonim, and like we said, kol she'eni ro lebilo bilo me'akevis boy. According to this Mahalach of the Rashba, so this will stim also with Rav Avada Bahava. Why? Because Rav Avada Bahava for sure agrees that lechatchila you need to shecht both simonim. The whole machlokes is only legabe b'di'evid, but lechatchila for sure, he agrees that you need the kone too. Now, since you need also the kone, so lechatchila, it's a simon that lechatchila needs shechita, so that's why, if the kone is any role of shechita, so the shechita doesn't help at all, even in the veshet. However, according to the second mahalach of the Rashba, the first mahalach that we brought down before, in Teiras Abayis, that he says, that even if midoy raisi, you don't need shechita shneim lechatchila. However, it's possible if one simon is shamut. Why? Because that's the halacha lemoishe misinai, that both simonim have to be roi l'shechita. So the Rashba himself asks that lichura, that only could work according to Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman holds that the shechita is echad ba'oif is oi veshet oikone. So since the shechita is oi veshet oikone, so shneim are b'tayra shechita, both simonim are b'tayra shechita, mele it's shaykh to say that you have to have shneim u'il mishchita. But according to Avada Bahava, that anyway, the kone is not b'tayra shechita klal ichura, it's not shaykh b'shechita, so how is it shaykh to say that you'll have a lochal mishimisina, that the kone has to be roi l'shechita? It's anyway not part of the shechita at all. So how come by nishmita gagez v'shachat aveshet it's possible? That's the Rashba's kasha according to Rav Avada Bahava on the shita sabehag. So the Rashba says at Teretz that inachinami, even according to Rav Avada Bahava, even though he says that dafka veshet, but the kon is also part of the Torah shchit. It's shaykh Torah shchit also by the kon. And that's why it has to be roi l'shechita. That's why it's shaykh to say aloch l'mishim isinai, that it has to be Roli Shchita. What does this mean? It means to say that Be'etzim, when Rav Avada Ba'ava says that Dafka, you have to Shech the Veshit, it doesn't mean that the Kaneh is like the Yad or the Regal, it's B'chalal not part of the Simonim. Be'etzim, if you'll Shech both of them, so it's all considered the Ma'isa Shchita. However, it's enough to Shech the Veshit. You don't have to Shech both of them, it's enough to Shech the Veshit. Maybe even L'chatchila it's enough to Shech the Veshit with the Raisu. However, the Shchita Sakon is also has a shame shchita. It's considered shchita. And that's why the kane also has to be roli shchita in order for the shchita to work, even if you only shech the veshit, according to the Behag. Now, for saying such a chiddish, that also the kane has a teira shchita, even according to Avada Bahava, so there has to be some kind of an afkemina in the shchita itself, some kind of requirement in the shchita itself that you see there, that the shchita is that the kana is also part of the shchita, because if not, how does the Behag know that according to Avada Ba'ava, the kana is part of the Torah shchita and it has to be roli shchita? Mechatezi to say such a thing, misvara, if there's no nafkimina whatsoever. So, lemaisa we find three different nafkiminis that do show us that the kana also is part of the shchita, even according to Avada Ba'ava. The Hainu, once you shech the kana also, even though you don't have to, so it does have a Torah shchita. One of Kemina, the Rashba himself says there, for supporting this teretz of his, so he says that we find by Oyla Soif, that you need milika of both simonim. So it's muchach that even according to Avada Ba'ava that by your oif only veshit yeshecht. However, the kana is also one of simonei ashchita, because if not, there wouldn't be even by melikas kachim either. There wouldn't be a din melika of bei simonim by oilas oif. Since we find melika of both simonim by oilas oif, it shows us that the kana there's an afkemino ledina by the kana also, and it's also part of the teiras shchita. Shaila is, what's the raya from Melikas Oilas Oif? The Chura, there we see in the Gemara Daf Chafam with Beis Leil, we saw that the reason why you need both Simonim by Oilas Oif, the Hainu, you have to be Melik the other Simon after you did one Simon, is because of a new mitzvah of Havdalah. It's not because of the Etzem Melika. So how is this a Raya for Gidrei Shchita Legabe Shchita Schulin? By Shchita Schulin there's no mitzvah Melika. And the Etzem Shchita or the Melika does not require the second Simen. And that's why, by a Chatas Oif L'Moshul, one Simen is enough, because there's no mitzvah Sevdala. So what's the Rashba's Tzushtel from the Oilas Oif to Shchita Shchulin according to Avada Ba'av? So, the Pshat probably is, I'll be the Hemshech of the Gemara there in Chafamud Beis, that the Gemara says, that Kol Sheyeshne B'Shchita Yeshne B'Avdala, Kol Sheyeshne B'Shchita Yeshne B'Avdala. The Gemara says that the reason why by Oila Sa'if, even though there's a mitzvah Avdolah, but you don't have to cut the skin, the ayir, there's no din Avdolah in the ayir. Zag the Gemara, because the ayir is bichlal not part of the shchita. There's no Torah shchita in the ayir. And there's only a mitzvah Avdolah by something that is a Torah shchita. Since that's the case, so it comes out, muchach from this Gemara, that a kane is begeda yashne b'shchita, even though you don't have to shecht it. According to Avada Ba'ava, you never have to shecht the kane. But still, it's considered yashne b'shchita, because if not, there wouldn't be a mitzvah savdala legabe the kane. So this is how we see that the shchita, even Avada agrees, that the shchita of the kane has a teira shchita, and it's part of the shchita, even though it's not required. Another nafkemine, according to Avada Ba'ava, with Shchita Sakone, is mentioned by a number of Achroinim. The Beis Alevi, and Chelek Beisim in Tezayin, Reb Meir Simcha, and Per Gimel Yichur Shchita Aloch Yud Gimel, and Reb Shimon Shkop, in Shari Yoshua Shah HaZokos, Perek Yud Tes. They all say the same nafkemine. They say like this, Be'etzim, the normal way of shechting is first shechting the kane and then the veshit. The reason is why? Because the kane is close to the throat and the veshit is behind it, close to the spine. Now, we never heard that according to Avada, there's a peida that you have to make sure to somehow take out, pull out the veshit and shecht it first. Avada, you could shecht normally first the kone and then the veshit, even according to avada bahava. Now, if according to avada, the kone is ein b'teva shchita klal, so when you do the shchita kedakoi, first the kone, so l'chu it comes out that the oif should already be treifa midin psukas agageris before you had even a chance to do the shchita, because the whole reason why the tchilas shchita usually doesn't make a treifa is only because kachu derech chsheira, it's all part of the shchita, like Rashi explains in Daf Chaf Amud Beis. When you do a regular shchita, even though right away it becomes nekuvas aveshet or psukas agageris, if you do the kana first. However, since it's all part of the shchit, it's all part of the ma'aseh shchit, so it's not considered a treifa. But if you want to tell me that according to Avada, the kana is b'chlal not one of simon shchit, that has no treifa shchit, even when you do shchit there, so this shouldn't be considered derech echsheira, and this should be a treifa once you do the kone first, and there should have been a kpeida to do the veshit before the kone in order for it not to become treifa. Since there's no such kpeida, so obviously al kochoch, that itself proves that the kone is also b'teva shchita, even though avada holds that you don't have to shecht it, and if you shecht it by itself, it doesn't help. However, when you do shecht both simonim, so also the shchita sakone becomes part of the ma'ase shchita. And imela, therefore, that's why, according to the Behag, that's another nafkimin, another reason to say that there's a Torah Shechita on the Kone, which requires that the Kone should also be Ro'i L'Shechita. Another interesting nafkimina, from the fact that Shechita Sakone is also also has a Torah Shechita, even according to Ravada Barava, is a nafkimina that's said by the Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Beis Yomim Tezayin, and this has an effect even in Pshat in our sugya. The Gemara later on in the Amud brings a raya from a Braisa legabe Milika. The Gemara wants to be machriya this machlekes of Avada Barava and Rav Nachman from this Braisa. Braisa says, "Keset moilkim chatos oif, choisich shedru mafrekes beloy roiv basar, atchem agil veshet oile kone, higil veshet oile kone, choisich simon echot, roiv basar imon." So, it's mevu in this Braisa that by Milika, even if you only cut the kone, it's a kosher milika. So the Gemara says, "Tiyuta the Rav Ada Rav Tiyuta," because since we see in this brayso that the milika sa'oif, the kone by itself is enough. So too by shchita also by shchita sa'oif, so kone by itself would be enough and not like Rav Ada Rav. Then the Gemara goes on and says, "My havelo." So what's lemaisa the halacha and the machlekes Rav Ada Rav and Rav Nachman? So Gemara says, "What do you mean, my havelok at the karmas? We just brought a raya, a tiyufta from a brisa against Rav Ada Barava." So Gemara says, "No. There's a makim to be mechalik. Dilma shiny hasam the iko shedru mafrekis." So Rashi explains that Dilma miliko shiny the iko chasicha shedru mafrekis va'azil lechiyusei becholdu. What does this mean? Since, as we saw before, the reason why you need dafka veshet according to Rav Ada Barava is because the veshet is the miyuchad shebesimanim, which means according to Rashi before, because the veshet is more vulnerable. Even lemashal gabi treifa, we see that nekuvas veshet already makes it treifa. Neck of baal, mashenkin akane, you need roiv psukas agageres for making it treifa. So by the veshet, it's easier to kill the oif than by the kone. So that's why shchita sakone is not enough. You need dafka shchita saveshet. Therefore, says the Gemara here, that's only in a regular case by a shchita that you start from the front, you start from the throat, you get right to the simonim. So then the shchita sakone is not enough, according to Rav Ada Barava. However, by milika that you start from the back, you start from the neck, you first cut the neck with the spine, the shedrum afrekis, before you get to the simonim. So by the time you get to the simonim, already part of the shchita is out, there's only a weak shchita left. Part of the chiyus is out, only a weak chiyus is left. So, for that chiyus, a weak chiyus is left, even the melika of the kone by itself is already enough. So that's not a raya that by regular shchita, kone by itself should be enough. That's the Gemara's chilik. Now, says the Beis HaLevi, if we think about it, be'etzim, if the pshat in Rav Ada Barava would be that Shechita Sakone Bichlal doesn't have a Toiv Shechita. In other words, the Kone is Bichlal not one of Simone Shechita. It's like a different part of the body by your oif. Only the Veshet has a Din Simon Shechita. So if that would be the case, so why does it matter? Just because by Milika you already took away part of the chiyus by cutting the spine before you got to the kone, why is that enough of a reason to say that all of a sudden here the milika of the kone would be enough? After all, by milika and by shchita, you need to cut the simanim. And the kone is b'chlal not one of the simanim. It doesn't have to be a shchita. It's as if you cut a different part of the body. So the Beis Halevi says, l'mashal, if someone would go, And besides cutting the spine and the mafrekis and the shadva, you would also be chaysich raif basar ima. Before he gets to the simanim, he already would cut also most of the basar of the back of the oif of the behemoth, whatever it is. Would we say then that even though he didn't cut the simanim at all, it's a good shchita, al pi din, it's already an avela. The ainu, the chiyus already goes away once you do a mafrekes and shadu and roiv basarima. And still it's pashit that it's not going to be a good shchita or malika. Why? Because lemaisa you have to cut the simonim also. Or one of the simonim by the oif. So if we see in the Gemara that, even according to Ravada Barava, it's enough to cut the kone by itself as long as it does the job, so to speak, it takes away the chiyus, because and by milika you already cut before the spine, so imelo by the time you get to the kone, so it's enough already the cutting the kone for taking out the chiyus. So Dr. Beis Halevi, that's a raya, that the kone, also, the shchita sakone has to be a shchita, even according to Ravada Barava. In other words, Be'etzim, there's two simanim, also by your oif, Ravada Barava agrees that the kone is also one of the simanim shchita elama. Usually, by cutting the kone by itself, it pashut won't do the job, it's not enough for taking out the chiyus. However, in a case that it would, because you cut the spine before, so then the shchita, the milika sakone would be good. Lefize, says the Beis Halevi, lichura, there's enough kemino ledino, even legabi shchita also, not just legabi milika. And this is a big chiddush the Beis Halevi says here. That when the Gemara is saying that according to Ravada Barava, that's for sure that if you do first if you cut first the spine, so then even the shchita, the milika sakona would be enough. So too, Zok the Beis Halevi, even by shchita, if someone was cut first the shadu mafrekis, the spine, and before he got to the simonim, which means it became treifa, because by shchita, differently than by milika, such a thing makes it a treifa. So fine. But even after it's treifa, the shchita as a simanim could still be metara midei to masnevela. So the Beis Halevi says, in such a case, if you only shecht now the kone, even Ravada Barava will agree that chach is going to take away the tumas nevela. Why? Because we see here, that once you cut the shadu mafrekis before the simanim, so now already the milika sakone is good enough, even according to Ravada Barava. So says the Beis Halevi, who in the shchita sakone is good enough, even by shchita schulin, the kone alone should be enough in such a case, because now there's only a weak chiyus left, and the kone, the shchita sakone already takes out the chiyus and is a good shchita. That's the Beis Halevi's nafkimina. So that's in the bottom line is what he's saying here. We see lehedya that even according to Ravada Barava, there's the kones also has a toiv shchita, and the nafkimina is that it's shayich to have a case when the shchita is a kone by itself. Ravada Barava will be maide that it's a good shchita. So after the Beis Halevi says this nafkimina, so the Beis Halevi now asks ha'ara on the Rashba. The Rashba that was looking for a nafkimina for the same yisoid, that even shchita sakone has a toiv shchita lekuli alma. So how come the Rashba didn't bring this nafkimina? How come the Rashba has to go far away to nafkimina from mitzvahs havdala by oilas oif? This is a much better nafkimina. That's the Beis Halevi's horror on the Rashba. So the teretz on this is that the Rashba is l'shitosoi. The Rashba, later on in the sugya, when the Gemara brings a raya from this braisa of Malika, so the Rashba has a kasha in pshat in the sugya. Since in the bottom line, the Gemara makes a chilek. The Gemara is saying that you could be mechalek between shchita and milika. And in other words, it's a dchiya to the raya from the braisa. So how come the Gemara says that you've done the first place for the Rashba? The tiyufta means that it's a raya sheino lo tshuva, and we see right away the Gemara does say a tshuva that you can compare to shechita to melika. You can be mechalik between them because by melika there's shatu mafrekes before the simonim. So how come it's a tiyufta bichlal? How come the Gemara says a tiyufta in the beginning? So the Rashba answers that the pshat is like this: the Gemara knew that the Ravada Barava, he himself holds his opinion even by Melika. When he said that Shechita Sakone is not good enough by your oif, so that's true, Bein B'Shechita Bein B'Melika, according to him. So therefore, that's for sure that the Tiyufta and Ravada Barava is Taka Tiyufta, even after the Gemara's answer. Why? Because from this Braisa we see that at least by Melika, so the Kone by itself is enough. And that already is a tiyufta against Ravada Barava, which holds that even by Melika, the Kone by itself is not enough. However, after the Gemara was Doichi Ravada Barava, now the Gemara asks, my Havel or Dehainu, maybe we could make a pshara and say that even though Ravada Barava is wrong Legabi Melika, like we saw from this Braisa, but maybe by Shechita, we could say that he would be right. Why? Because maybe there's a makom to be Mechalik between Melika and Shechita. By Melika, you have the Shadma Frekes before. So that's why Dafka there, the Braisa holds that Shechita Sakone is enough. However, by Shechita, maybe Ravada Barava would be right that there Shechita Sakone won't be enough. So, which means that the bottom line is that the Tiyufta that we said before, the Gabi Ravada Barava himself, lives a Tiyufta because the answer the Gemara says won't help Ravada Barava himself because he doesn't agree even by Melika. That's the Rashba's teretz in the Gemara. Now, according to this, it's very gishmak. How come the Rashba didn't bring the nafkimin of the Beis Halevi? The Rashba lishitosei. Why? Because the Rashba holds that Ravada Barava holds his opinion even by Melika. He holds that the Shechita Sakone never helps. Even if you do have the Shadma Frekes before, also the Shechita Sakone is not enough. So in Meila, according to Ravada Barava himself, when we're looking for an afkimine, even according to him, to show that the Shechita Sakone also has a Toiras Shechita, so according to Ravada Barava, this is not a riot, it's not an afkimine, because he doesn't agree with this afkimine. He holds that even in such a case, a Shechita Sakone won't be a good Shechita. So that's why the Rashba has to come on to a different afkimine. So just to summarize, so the aside here is that even according to Ravada Barava, that holds that Shechitas Oif is Dafko Beveshet Veloy Bekone, however, he also agrees that Shechitas Akone also has Toira Shechita. The Kone is also considered one of Simone Shechita, Afilu Be'oif. And we saw five possible nafkiminis from this concept. One nafkimina is that Ravada Barava is Maide, that Lechatchilo you have to Shecht, also the Kone. You have to shecht, because you have to shecht both simonim lechatchila. And some Rishonim say that it's even d'oraisa. Another nafkemino is that by oila sa'oif, you have to do a melika also to the kone, because of mitzvah sevdollah. And the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah sevdollah unless it's something that has toira shechita, that is yeshne b'shechita. That's the second nafkemino. A third nafkemino, third possible nafkemino is that if you shecht the kone before the veshet, which is the normal way of doing a shechita, so Ravada Barava agrees that it doesn't become treifa, because shechita sakone also is part of the derech shechita, so it's mitztarif to the ma'ase shechita, and that's why it does not become nevel. That's the third nafkimina. A fourth possible nafkimina is that maybe Ravada Barava is maide that in a case where you shecht the shadu mafrekes before, you do the simonim, like by Melika, that's the regular way, that first you cut the spine and then you get to the simonim. So Shechita Sakone, Melika Sakone would be enough. And so too by Chulin, when the Mifrekes breaks, so you cut the Mifrekes before the simonim, even though it becomes Treifa. However, the Shechita Sakone by itself would already be a good Shechita to be Metayer Midei Tumas Nevel. However, as we said before, the Rashba disagrees with this because the Rashba holds that Ravada Barava does not hold of this nafkimina. Another possible nafkimina is that im nishmat akone v'shochat aveshet, so according to the Behag, that's going to be nevela, even though you're shechting the veshet, according to Ravada Barava, and the simon that was nishmat is the kone. But still, the kone also has to be roi l'shchita, because also the kone has a toiv shchita. So that's why, even in such a case, it's going to be nevela according to the behag. That's the fifth possible nafkemina, to see the toiv shchita afilu by the kone, even according to Rav Adabarav. Now this whole yesoid, that even Rav Adabarav agrees that shchita sakone also has toiv shchita, was necessary for answering the Rashba's kasha. This is the Rashba's answer to his own kasha, and the kasha was on the behag, that the behag holds that nishmat is not treifa, but it's a psul of nevela, because once there's a simen shamut, so it's not a good shchita. So the Rashba asked, so according to the behag, what's the pshat in the Tosefta that is brought down in our sugya, that nishmat since you're shechting one simen and the shamut is the other simen, so why does it matter? As long as the simen that you're shechting is good, so it should be a shechita ksheira. Because it's not treif, it's only passing the shechita. How could one simen shamut pass the shechita of the other simen? That was the kasha, and this kasha was even according to Rav Nachman. That either one of the simonim is good. The answer to this kasha was, the Rashba explained, that the behag holds that part of the aloch lemishim isina is that both simonim have to be roi l'shchita. So once you have one simon is not roi l'shchita, so even if you shech the other simon, it's not a good shchita. Now, on that the Rashba is, so bishlom according to Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman holds that the shchita of the kone is also an option. So that's why the kone has to be roi l'shchita also. But according to Rav Adabarav, that the shchita sakone, anyway, you always have to shech dafka the veshet, so who cares about the kone? How come the kone has to be roi l'shchita? So the Rashba said that the behag holds that the Rav agrees that even the kone has a toiv shchita. And since it has a toiv shchita, like we saw before, different afkeminis, so therefore, even the kone has to have toiv shchita, according to the behag, that there's such a halacha mishum isina, that shnei simonim tzrichim l'yesh roi l'shchita. That was the behag's, that was the Rashba's teretz, on his kasha on the behag. Now the Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis Simin Chof, he wants to offer a new teretz to this kasha on the Rashba, of the Rashba on the behag, and he made a lefizeh the whole yesoid won't be necessary for answering this kasha, because the pshat in the behag said the Beis Halevi maybe is different. So Beis Halevi says like this: the kasha of the Rashba on the behag was based on a hanocha. The hanocha was that when the behag says that nishmat is nevela, nishmat passes the shchita, it means it's a din in the simen. The simen that is shamut, so that simen is ain't a roi l'shchita. So imela. So that makes us ask, how come when one simen is shamut and you're doing the shchita by the other simen, by your oif, so why does it affect each other? Ina chinami, the simen hashamut is ain't a roi l'shchita, but I'm anyway doing the shchita by the other simen. So who cares about the nishmat of the simen that you're anyway not doing the shchita? We don't need it for the shchita. On that, the Rashba had to answer that the behag holds that there's another part of the halacha l'mishum isinai of nishmat of ikra, that there's a din that both simonim have to be roi l'shchita. So since nishmat is ain't a roi l'shchita, so once one simon is ain't a roi l'shchita, even the other simon you can do shchita, because when you approach the shchita, it has to be a matziv that each one of the simonim is a potential good candidate for the shchita, so to speak. It's roi l'shchita. So in Meila, it's enough that one is shamut for passing even the shchita of the other. That was the Rashba's teretz. And after this stage of the teretz, so now the Rashba said, fine, so that's bishlam according to Rav Nachman, that holds that sometimes you shech the veshit, the kone, I mean. So then it makes sense that the kone also has to be roi l'shchita, because shnei simanim tzichim l'yesh roi l'shchita. But according to Rav Adabarava, that anyway you always have to shech the veshit, so who cares about the kone bichla? How come the kone has to be roi l'shchita? How does it make sense that both simanim have to be roi l'shchita if the kone anyway has no toiv shchita because you never shecht it? So in that, the Rashba answered that even Rav Adabarav agrees that also the kone has toiras shchita, even though you don't shecht it, you shecht dafka, you don't have to shecht it, it's enough to shecht the veshit, and if you shecht the kone by itself, it's not enough. However, Also, if you, once you shech the kohen, it also has shechitas, it also tells you shechitas, like we saw different afkeminis before. So, imeila, the din, this din, halacha mishim isina, that both simonim have to be roli shechitas, according to the behag, applies even to the kohen, according to avada barava. That was the Rashba's mahaloch to be miyashiv its kash, his kash. Says the Beis Halevi, if we learn a different pshat in the behag, so the whole kash of the Rashba won't start, so we won't have to come onto this whole yesoid. We could say that the Behag never meant that there's such a din in the Halacha L'Mishim Sinai that both Simonim have to be Roi L'Shchito. No, there's no such din. And he made it, there's no problem with Ravada Barava either. So what does the Behag mean? Says the Beis Halevi, maybe the Behag never meant that it's a din in the Simen, in this specific Simen, that is Shamut, that this Simen is Einei Roi L'Shchito. He never meant that this passes, it passes the Shchito of the Simen. He meant that it's a din in the whole behemo, in the whole oif, whatever it is. Any behemo or oif, that one of the simanim is shamut, so this behemo or oif, apostle shchita, or any role shchita. When you do a shchita by a behemo, by your oif, that one of the simanim is shamut, so the ganze behemo, the whole behemo, the whole oif is any role shchita. It's a din in the behemo, it's a din in the oif, it's not a din in this simen. So in Mele, it's Pashit, why, even one of the Simanim, even when one of the Simanim is Shamut, so you can't Shecht even the other Simen. It's not because there's a new din that Shnei Simanim have to be Roli Shchito. It's because the whole life is not Roli Shchito. The Bahag never meant a din, only the Simen is any Roli Shchito when it's Shamut. A Bal Chai that has a Simen Shamut, the whole Bal Chai is any Roli Shchito. So that's why it's Pashit, that even if one Simen is Shamut, so the whole thing is any Roli Shchito, if you do this Shchito by the other Simen. So Lefize, there's no Kasha, even according to Avada Barava, because even though he holds that the Shchito is by the Kone only, however, if once one of the Simanim is Shamut, so the whole life is Pasul Shchito.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.